Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Wednesday, April 20th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Truth Social, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people who already said hello to me. Hey, hello, James, how are you? Hey, Mark, and hey, Bill, get ready for a good show today. You're going to enjoy this one. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hey, guys, I just called you out. Hit that like button. Hit the like button right now, guys. Hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Of course, you can also comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. All right, Money Chat Now, as you guys know, is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and tomorrow night you can attend a complimentary class by going to investorschooling.com. All right, I'm looking at a couple of people just coming online. Hey, it looks like Jen and Larry and Dan and Charles. Thanks so much. I totally appreciate you guys. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to go back to this mask mandate again, because it was overturned, and wasn't it overturned? I don't know. All right. We're going to be talking about Musk being a racist for buying Twitter. We're going to be talking about Web 3.0, so you guys want to know all about Web 3.0 and be talking about it. We're going to be talking about mortgage rates. Holy and we're going to be talking about SALT tax changes. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday. And I don't know, I got to tell you, yesterday, I don't know what excited me more yesterday, the mask mandate being deemed illegal or the stock market rallying over 500 points. It was a glorious day yesterday indeed. And by the way, if you were listening to the show yesterday, I don't know if you were, but Peter won the contest when he correctly counted 22 times that I said, "Let's go, Brandon." And if you don't, I love that picture that Mike just put up. That's fantastic. Okay, so if you watched the show yesterday, you know that we had a contest. How many times I would say, "Let's go, Brandon," and Peter won when he called. He was the first caller with the right number of 22 times. All right. All right, let's talk a little bit about everything that happened in the market yesterday, and everything basically took off except for really Twitter. You know, how odd is that? But very predictable also. In fact, both events were predicted with accuracy by me, and if you're listening to this show, you heard me say that the market was going to take off this week, and you also heard me say that Twitter was going to have wild swings. So if you're listening to the show, you're getting some great knowledge. All right, Signature Bank also reported a great earnings quarter, and that may even have been the catalyst. We saw Bank of America report great earnings on Monday, and when you put these two together, you have banks doing pretty good. All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened with Netflix, though. Wow. So Netflix was a scary ride. At 4 o'clock, I mean, literally 4 o'clock, maybe it was 4:01, the stock was down 55 points after being up 11 points. The earnings apparently weren't very good, but when I examine them, I don't see the justification of the almost 25% drop right now. Wow. The earnings per share were great at $3.53 a share, and Wall Street only expected 2.89, but the company missed on revenue, and it was 7.78 billion versus 7.93 billion that was expected, and that should not crash the stock that much. Now, what really happened was they're saying that new subscribers aren't coming in like they used to, which makes sense. And also, if I start to follow some of the articles this morning, they're talking about users sharing IDs. Hey, Dan, I'm sorry, you can't share my ID anymore. And, hi, Stephanie, you can't share my ID anymore. And Charles, you can't share my ID anymore. And Susan, I'm just kidding. You guys can still share my ID. And thanks for watching. I totally appreciate it. All right. But I actually think this might be a buying opportunity in the future. But I got to tell you to just hold off a little bit. But it is proof that tech stocks aren't holding up any longer. You know, of course, it also caused Meta to drop a little bit and Apple as well. And these are usually connected, you know, because investors get scared when one company does poorly in a sector. Now, I'm going to tell you, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about a stock that I think you should buy that was beaten up unnecessarily by Netflix. And I'll talk about that at the end of the show. Netflix did say that they lost subscribers, of course, for the first time in 10 years. And apparently, competition from the other streaming sites are slowing growth. Inflation will also have an impact on streaming service companies as consumers move their money from discretionary services to essential services. You know, it's a good thing I sold my Netflix options yesterday. I made a nice 54% on that play. I sold it out. Nobody ever went broke taking a profit, and I'm very happy. I would have lost that entire play. Halliburton also had earnings announcement, and the stock kind of popped, and then it dropped, and it ended up kind of flat for the day, so it wasn't that big of a deal. All right, let's take a look at the futures right now and see what is going on. Right now, the Dow is up 63. It was down all morning, so that's pretty good. The S&P is up 2, and the Nasdaq is only down 18, which to me is good because Netflix is really going to drag it down today. All right. Hey, by the way, what are you guys doing tonight? I'm going to be at the Temperance House in Newtown hanging out and having a drink with my friend Bill Spadia. So if you want to go there, we got a bunch of friends meeting us there and you're invited. I'm going to be there from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Temperance House. And the Temperance House, by the way, is going to be providing appetizers. Look, I'm going to be at the bar. I'm going to be the one wearing the fancy jacket. You must expect that, right? You must know I'm going to be wearing a fancy jacket. So definitely be there. And I hope you join us. Actually, the Temperance House is on State Street in Newtown. So you definitely want to be there. All right, let's go. Here we go. Let's talk about the mask mandate appeal. Yesterday, we all cheered in joyful glee that someone with a brain overturned the idiotic mask mandate on public transportation, especially airplanes. Some people who rode buses and trains were able to walk on those vehicles and see smiling faces for the first time in almost 2 years. Yes, freedom at last. Well, don't be so sure. It looks like Gestapo Joe and his minion of devil-worshipping anti-Americans and anti-constitutionalists are up to no good again. The Brain Dead Administration said it will likely appeal a federal judge's ruling that struck down COVID-19 mask mandates on planes and other forms of public transportation. Apparently, the Department of Justice and the communist dictatorship clowns, you know, the CDC, disagree with the district court's decision and will appeal. The DOJ said in a statement, subject to the CDC's conclusion, that the order remains necessary for public health. Whose public health? Not mine. For my public health, the choice of whether I wear a mask concerns my mental health. Yes, I go crazy when I see people in masks. So if you wear a mask next to me, just remember I'm going to say, you're an idiot. I want to see smiling faces, not coverings that remind me of smiling feces. I was trying to make a joke referring to people who call masks face diapers. I guess sometimes I think I get up too early. Anyway, all I have to say is, America, this is your fault. If Gestapo Joe wins this appeal and you wear a mask on a plane against your will, you are a conspirator to the problem. You are a traitor. If you work for an airline and you wear that mask or force someone else to wear that one, you are also a traitor. Do not comply. And by the way, if you're visiting Philadelphia, you still have to wear a mask even in the airport. And if you do that, you're also contributing to the problem. Screw you, YouTube. I already know you're going to ban me for this segment. So when it happens, my loyal listeners can find me on Rumble. I'm already starting to move my video there, and I will let you guys know soon how to find it. I just got to figure out how to get the live stream. That's the only problem. Anyway, we have to keep fighting for our rights, our constitutional rights and freedoms. You know I'm fighting for it, and I hope you're fighting for it too. All right, let's go. Real quick, I want to talk about the event we're having this week, especially because of what I just talked about. If you're sick of this administration and sick of the masks and vaccine mandates by the Gestapo regimes in office, and you want to prove that you support America and the saying, let's go Brandon, you want to be at the Finance and Freedom event we're hosting this Sunday, April 24th at the Washington Crossing Inn. We're going to have as my special guests people like Bill Spadia, a real freedom fighter in New Jersey, and the number one radio talk show host also in New Jersey. We will have Doug Mastriano, a freedom fighter and a hopeful in the governor's race for Pennsylvania. Vote Doug Mastriano if you listen to this show. We will also have Teddy Daniels as his running mate and lieutenant governor. We're going to have people who are going to be talking about the stock market, apartment buildings, and we're going to teach you how to find all the money you'll ever need for a deal that you ever want. By the way, Dan Jatkowski is watching right now. He's going to be teaching that. We actually sold out, but we convinced the Washington Crossing Inn to give us a few more seats. I think we have maybe 15 seats left. So go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and sign up now before there are no more seats. You definitely want to sign up for that right now. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Twitter. From one anti-American story to the next, it appears that the National Urban League is against Elon Musk buying Twitter because they're afraid of, wait for it, they're afraid that if they allow free speech again, it could have an effect on users' civil rights. This was quoted from Mark Morial. I think they spelt your name wrong. It should be spelled M-O-R-O-N. Hey, Mark Moron, taking away freedom of speech is a violation of users' civil rights. It is an absolute violation of users' civil rights. Oh, wait, I forgot. Your group is allowed to post anti-Jewish and anti-Christian remarks, but we can't say a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Or how about this one? We're all created equal, and we have equal opportunities. We can't say that either, because critical race theory says that blacks can't be treated equal. Well, the normal... Hey, I like that, actually. Let's start a new group of people called our... And we'll call ourselves the normals. We could be, well, normal. The normals, like us, believe everything is everyone is capable of speaking their mind and interpreting their own truth. So, Mr. Mark Moron, all I have to say to you is all lives matter, even the ones you disagree with. By the way, here's what Elon Musk said about free speech. If someone you don't like is allowed to say something you don't like, if someone you don't like is allowed to say something you don't like, that's the case, then we have free speech. He said this earlier at a TED Talk, and it's brilliant. All right, come on, haters. Tell me about how you think I'm a racist because I think free speech is important to the country and everything that it was founded on. Just remember, it's the First Amendment to the Constitution. The first. I wonder what that means. I wonder if it means it's important because it's the first. And by the way, the Second Amendment is the second most important amendment. And that's why if you allow them to take away the second most important amendment, you'll probably absolutely lose the First Amendment shortly after. Don't forget that the bunch of us, the normals, will be gathering tonight at a temperance house. So if you guys want to be at the temperance house tonight, and one of my freedom fighters, again, Bill Spadia, will be there to talk to you about the Common Sense Club. Huh. I think I'm going to see if I can find the URL, thenormalclub.org. See if it's available. I think I'm going to buy it. Anyway, Bill and I will be at the Temperance House tonight at 5:30 to hang out. Please stop by and hang out with the normals and learn some common sense. Hey, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. All right, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that like button, hit that share button. Come on, you got to hit that share button. This is good stuff. All right. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, you could leave some comments. And by the way, thank you, Linda. My wife is watching, and she just reminded me we only have 8 seats left. So if you want to go to the Freedom of Finance event, we literally only have 8 seats left. So go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and take a look at that. I want to say hello to a couple other people who just joined us. I think it was Lewis and Peter. Thanks so much. All right. So far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. Right now, the Dow is up 73, the S&P is up 4, and the Nasdaq is only down 5. I'm shocked. We're going to be talking about what we talked about, whether Gestapo Joe is going to overturn the mask mandate. And, of course, we talked about the fact that Musk must be a racist for buying Twitter because he will allow free speech. Unreal. All right, coming up, we also have Web 3.0. We have mortgage rates. Holy. We've got Salt Tax Challenge, and of course we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And also look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think. All right, before we start to the second half, real quick, we all know that a new financial situation is coming. Will it be a recession or will it be a simple downturn? Well, if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com and look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it. I promise you're going to learn something. There are chapters in this book about how to make more money and chapters about how to pay less taxes. You know, I made about $100,000 this month, and I will never pay taxes on that money. I mean, never. Learn from me as I teach you how to do that and so many other money hacks. Go to Money Hacks. Do it. Do it. Do it. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about Web 3.0. All right, by the way, before the break, we discussed one of the normals and how important free speech is, right? We discussed it. Oh, by the way, I did buy that domain. I actually went on there and bought it real quick. So I do have it. Look for it in a few months when I decide how to best use it. Anyway, we discussed the First Amendment and how important it is. Well, we normals aren't the only ones complaining about censorship, and there are others trying to solve the problem. Web 3.0, although just a dream and a thought for now, is going to be a huge player in this battle of free speech if it can be launched properly. Web 3.0 is like Bitcoin is to fiat currency, or in other words, like Bitcoin is to money. The way we handle money now is we have a bank who handles our money and the transaction. That centralized system is also open to the government and makes transactions pretty much public, you know, if they desire. That leaves us at the mercy of the bank, and they write the rules on how transactions are handled and can change them at any time. Shut down your account, whatever they want to do. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies use a different system that is completely decentralized. This system of using nodes of millions of private computers, that, and some of them can be found in the basements, believe it or not, of houses of geeks or their mothers, is completely private and decentralized. In fact, with crypto, once the rules are written, they can't be changed. Well, Web 3.0 is similar to the blockchain system that crypto uses. Right now, the internet is dominated by a handful of powerful players such as Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, and we know these guys are censoring free speech from the normals like us, right? Well, Web 3.0 will be decentralized and no longer be sitting on servers in the major platforms anymore. The information on the web will be sitting privately on computers and will be anonymous. Yes, I could see some major problems with this, but with great power comes some responsibility. So the answer to is, what is Web 3.0? Web 3.0 is a truly decentralized and more democratic version of the internet, and I'm looking forward to it. It actually should be a really great idea. All right, real quick, a couple of people join us online. Michael and Colin, thanks so much. All right, let's talk about mortgage rates. I got to tell you, someone this morning sent me an article about the current mortgage rates, and at first I read the article thinking it was propaganda, and it was basically inflating the rate, and it was just there to piss people off. Well, I wasn't, and all I could say was, holy shit. And the article headline was, today's mortgage rates soared to nearly 7%. Holy. Okay, it isn't quite 7%, but holy. It's over 6% and approaching 7%. This is a scary move. I mean, a really scary move, right? I refinanced 10 rental properties in December, only 4 months ago, with a rate of 3.5%. Do you realize that my payment, if it was just interest, would be double that right now? Goodbye, housing market, and the last nail isn't even in the coffin yet. Wait until the crazies at the Fed Reserve raise interest rates 50 basis points. This is insane. And if you're even thinking about selling a house, you better put it on the market right now. Whatever you think it will sell for this year will be the highest it will sell for in the next 7 years. Whatever that number is you think it's worth, it's not going to be worth that again for another 7 years. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting very comfortable, you know, with the knowledge of what's coming in the next 2 years. It's all over, folks. The economy is going to take a major hit. I hope you're prepared for it, and if not, come see me tomorrow night at Investor Schooling. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up because you need to know about this. All right, let's talk about the salt tax situation, and it's one that totally baffles me. Democrats have to be the dimmest people on the planet when it comes to taxes. All right, let me roll back and explain a few things, especially the salt tax deduction. Most of you know that if you buy a house and pay state and local sales taxes on that real estate, salt for short, state and local real estate taxes, you can deduct those salt taxes from your federal income taxes. So basically, if you are an average homeowner in an average state, you probably pay less than $10,000 a year in total taxes for your home. And that $10,000 or less can be deducted from your income taxes for a tax break. In fact, the $10,000 number is very relevant to this example, because when President Trump was in office, he made the maximum deduction for salt taxes to be $10,000. It used to be that you could deduct it all. So if you lived in an expensive house in a state like New York, New Jersey, or California, where your salt taxes were way over $10,000, you can't deduct the total anymore. You're capped at $10,000. Now hold on a minute. Does that mean that the rich were being taxed more than the poor? Yes, it does. Do you remember who put this policy in place? Donald Trump. You know, the let's tax the rich less man. Or so they say. Well, now Democrats want to give the rich tax break, the rich a tax break, by changing the maximum salt deduction to as much as $80,000. So the rich will pay less taxes, and the Democrats might get more votes from rich people. Why don't they just advertise on that on TV? Vote for me and I will give you $100. The next candidate would say, no, vote for me and I'll give you $200. It could be like a Geico commercial. In 15 minutes, I made $450 voting. Oh, wait, I think that might be illegal, but don't tell the people in Philadelphia, because they must think it's legal, because that's basically what they did the last election. All right, we'll see you guys in a minute, and we'll talk about what's going on next.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. All right, right now the futures are up 122. Wow, the Nasdaq's up 45. That surprises me, but that's wonderful. Hey, we talked about the fact that Gestapo Joe and his minion might be turning over the mask mandate, overturning. Anyway, we talked about Musk being a racist for buying Twitter. We talked about how great Web 3.0 might be. We talked about mortgage rates. And we talked about, of course, the salt taxes possible changing. All right, coming up, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button yet? Let everyone know what great stocks or plays are coming by sharing this information. I got a really good stock tip for you. You could share your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from these great stock plays. Of course, you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's take a quick look at today. Yesterday, the market was on fire, and I'm going to tell you, I sort of expect a cooling off today. Not necessarily a down day, although it could be, but I don't know, but just a cooling off day. Netflix is going to spook some investors, and in fact, it has. The streaming services are all down today following Netflix terrible earnings. I did find a diamond in the rough here. Disney is going to be the Aladdin genie today. Did you guys see what I did there? All right. Anyway, Disney is a down pre-market about 5 points, and this is silly. Yes, of course Disney has a streaming service, and that means investors will quickly look past the streaming service part of Disney and rate it for what it really is, the whole company. Buy Disney quickly this morning because it's going to move up really fast. I'm still waiting for some drops, but I like Apple right here at the 168 number. I think it's a good number. Apple will probably go to 175 or 180 right before earnings, so I think it's a good play. Meta was also beat up a bit in pre-market, but this should also move up a bit in the next few days, although it has me worried because the last earnings, it got killed about 35%. All right, let's take a final look at the futures real quick. The Dow is up 119, the S&P is up 13, and the NASDAQ is up 60. I'm blown away, but okay, that's great. All right, let's talk about crypto. Hey, look, all the cryptos are kind of hovering right around their same range again. Like I said before, there's nothing major going on here. And I got to tell you, I mentioned Coinbase as a play yesterday, and it moved up 6 points yesterday. I still think it's a play. I think Coinbase is going to be a great play because I think that the cryptos will move it up and will be able to make you money. All right, gold and silver inched down, but they're still great plays. I think gold and silver just inched down because people, like, you know, the market was so hot yesterday that people just moved money from their gold and silver plays into the market and then move it back. So just wait. I still think gold is going to settle above 2,000 and silver is going to settle above 28. So those will be really good numbers for anybody who's in there. Let's talk about the Treasury bond. The bond rate is below 2.9, but obviously this isn't helping mortgage rates. The mortgage rates are holy. It's unbelievable. I can't believe they're that high. All right, of course, I want to thank the listeners on WWDB Radio AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. Let me know how much you enjoy the show. Come on, this is great stuff. I also want to let you guys know, of course, that, you know, that once again, my book is available. Go to BarnesandNoble.com, look up Money Hacks, BarnesandNoble.com, look up Money Hacks, pre-order that book. I promise you, you're going to make money reading that book. I'm not going to pay you to read the book, but if you read the book and apply some of the concepts in the book, you'll probably make money. Okay, I also want to remind you that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show, and the opinions discussed on the show are mine and no one else's. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Don't forget to come out tonight to the Temperance House. Be there at 5:30, the Temperance House in Newtown. It's going to be a great, great time. We're going to have a lot of fun just talking about freedom, finances, different things. You can make fun of my jacket. I don't care. Just show up there. Be there at 5:30 tonight, Temperance House in Newtown, Pennsylvania. And as always, have a profitable day.